From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The U.S. Agency for International Development is sending up to 72 people and other aid to Haiti for relief work and damage assessment following a massive earthquake. Spokeswoman Gina Jackson.
The U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, is dispatching a disaster assistance response team, what we call a DART. And we've also activated our partners, the Fairfax County Urban Search and Rescue Team, as well as the Los Angeles County Search and Rescue Team.
Meantime, the United Nations has issued a statement saying its mission in Haiti is damaged and that a number of personnel there are missing. Harvey Gamble reads an email that he received from a Baptist missionary near the center of the earthquake in Haiti.
Pray for the people of Haiti. Many buildings have collapsed. A three-story building a block from us collapsed, and many others in the area have collapsed. Also, a gas station was set on fire 1 mile from us.
The magnitude 7.0 quake hit as the impoverished nation was recovering from a string of major storms just last year. The European Court of Human Rights says it is illegal for law enforcement authorities to conduct random searches and questioning of individuals without suspicion of wrongdoing. That ruling thwarts a tactic that often is used in counterterrorism efforts. Terry Schultz has more from Brussels.
The European Court says the British government granted its police too much power in the year 2000 by allowing officers to stop and search anyone without substantial grounds for suspicion. Judges in the Strasbourg court issued a unanimous ruling that the search powers are too broad without enough protection against potential abuse by police. The case was brought before the Court of Human Rights by two British men who argued they should not have been searched outside a trade fair in London in 2003 just because they were near the site of protests. The government of Britain already says it's going to appeal the ruling, insisting the law is a necessary tool in the fight against terrorism. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
A governor in Yemen says security forces killed a suspected al-Qaeda figure in a raid in a remote mountainous province. Security officials also say two members of the security forces were killed and four were wounded when suspected al-Qaeda fighters attacked their patrol Wednesday in Shabwa province east of the capital. Four others with Mizar were arrested while the rest fled. The officials spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to talk to reporters. The international chain store Claire says it will no longer sell Best Friends charm bracelets out of an abundance of caution. This after lab testing reported by the Associated Press showed the product contained 90% cadmium, a toxic substance that can hinder brain function in young children. Claire says while it has no reason to believe the product is unsafe, Chinese regulators have promised they will investigate the matter. This is NPR. The federal government says it will set aside habitat for the endangered jaguar. The big cats were thought to have been gone from the United States until two were spotted near the Arizona-New Mexico border over 10 years ago. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
In a change from Bush administration policy, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it will review which areas jaguars need to survive, then develop a plan to help them recover. Jaguars are the largest cats in the Americas. They can be up to twice the size of mountain lions. Today, they live primarily in Mexico, Central, and South America, but they once roamed much of the southwest U.S. For years, the government maintained that it didn't need to protect jaguars because so much of their range was outside the country. A judge rejected that position and ordered the Fish and Wildlife Service to come up with a different strategy. A jaguar died last year in Arizona after state wildlife officials accidentally trapped it. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
An estimated 143 gallons of diesel fuel spilled from a storage tank on an island in Alaska's remote Aleutian chain. The Coast Guard says 1,000 gallons from the Monday spill on Adak Island entered a creek and flowed into a small boat harbor. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation says the fuel flowed from an underground storage tank as a ship moored at a pier pumped fuel to the tank. Google is threatening to halt service to China after learning that hackers were able to breach the email accounts of human rights activists. Google says it will no longer observe China's policy of censoring internet searches, a practice that has brought widespread criticism of the company. This is NPR News from Washington.